Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Well, this room is kind of pretty. Being in here, the sound isn't great.
You're not crazy about the acoustics,
right.
Are you?
The acoustics aren't great, but the room is really pretty here. It's got a nice chandelier. But we have the opportunity to talk to a lot of really interesting people, startups, different companies, and just being kind of around the ATDC and everything that they're doing it's pretty impressive.
Did you realize, Lee, 38-year history? I guess it just didn't dawn on me they had been at it for that long.
Yeah, I think it's either the first or one of the first incubators of its kind in the country. So they've been doing this before it was cool.
Well, and I love that they have everything from come and get some education, hang out with some people, grab a little pizza, maybe, you know, a little beer. At $25 a quarter, you can start hanging out with these folks.
Right.
And then if you want to get a little more serious and start hanging out with them more, you have to be invited. But I think if you really are diligent and have something worthwhile and it's appropriate, then you can become invited. Jen Bonet was telling us, right, Katie, to be part of the Accelerate program. And then there's the Signature program. And now they're going to unveil something a little later today called Choice. Am I remembering
ATDC
that?
ATDC Choice.
Right? But there's something for everyone here. And there's so much activity going on today. We're in one of three venues doing today.
They wanted to make it more startup-y.
More startup-y.
Walk around, more hipstery maybe. Yeah.
So while Katie and I have been doing most of the legwork, right? You've been just walking the halls. What has your experience been like today, Lee?
Yeah, I've gotten a chance to talk to some of the people that we hadn't interviewed today, but we've known for quite some time. So everybody's excited to be in this environment when you're around passionate, energetic young people, especially that have these dreams, are all working as hard as they can, running as fast as they can to make something happen. And they know that it's going to be hard, and a lot of them aren't going to make it, but they feel secure, I think, in the notion that even if they don't make it, they might be able to land in another one of these things that may make it, and they'll still be okay. So to some people, it might look like a risk, but to them, it looks like an opportunity.
And I think, too, one of the things that stands out to me is just through all the people we had the chance to speak with, it's the community that the ATDC is building is very self-sustaining. So they go through these programs and they have these experiences, and then they're able to pour into the next generation of entrepreneurs, the next generation of startups, because they've been there and they've gone through it. And so, and like Jen was saying, it's for entrepreneurs. So even the core team of the ATDC has been through it too. So from the top to the bottom, everybody has some level of experience that can help the next set of people coming through the program.
And when you've gone through this type of experience and then you have an idea and you work hard to see if it's going to work and you get some traction, then you get some level of success, whether it's a big exit or you get acquired or something, it turns into something bigger than you imagined. At the end of the day, it's really amazing and rewarding to see that so many of the entrepreneurs are just back in the system to help the next generation of entrepreneurs. Like it's a legacy of learning and sharing that's just built into the DNA of entrepreneurs. And that's what makes me so proud and happy to be part of this type of ecosystem.
Well, I'll tell you, Katie and I saw that specifically reflected in one of the interviews we did today with, remember Brian Daly?
Ground Floor.
I mean, you could just see it in his eyes, and he's so sincere about it. He and I think his whole team just so genuinely appreciate the support that they've had coming through the program. They're one of the graduates today. And I can just tell Brian and team, they cannot wait to turn right back around and contribute in any fashion that they can. That's what they've built here.
And that's the what the entrepreneur community in Atlanta is all about. ATDC is an important component. But so many stories just like that are happening here where these people start with nothing but a dream. They work harder than they ever imagined, and they have a good ending, and then they can't wait to give back to the next generation. It's just the cycle that it serves everybody. Everybody wins.
Well, it makes me want to cover every event. I want to be down here like every other Monday night, like she was talking about. I just want to hang out with these people, don't you?
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere to be around. So, Lee and Stone, with all of the events that you guys have done over the years, how does this compare? I mean, have you done the ATDC showcase before? Or is this first time? Or?
I know we've done showcases before. We've done a lot of startup events over the years. They all have a kind of energy just like this. Young people that are super passionate, that don't have all the answers, have a lot of questions, but have a lot of energy and dreams, and are just trying to make a go out of it. And it's really, it's a neat thing, a neat energy to be around.
It really is. Now, the magnitude of this particular event, I think, outpaces even other ATDC broadcasts that we've done. But you're right, that energy is present at almost any type of startup event that we've had the pleasure of participating in. It is just, I feel younger every time, every time we do one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a great environment. And kudos to Jen Bonnet for really, I mean, remember, we've known Jen for years, and for her to invest this amount of time, energy into ATDC is really a gift that she's giving the city.
Well, and she would never say it. She would be too modest, but make no mistake about it. It is a different breed of operation here post-gen than it was pre-gen, or at-gen than pre-gen.
Right.
There's just no question about it. She's done a fabulous job. And, I mean, look, she's got great folks around her.
Right.
You know, we know Jane McCracken. I mean, she just got a heck of a team around her. They're doing marvelous work, and this has been a lot of fun. And it's probably time for us to wrap, though. I think we're getting close to the graduation ceremony.
Yeah, I think their theater is buzzing.
All right. Well, I think that may be a wrap from ATDC Startup Showcase.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and PPRO. PPRO takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.